Our sponsor today is GLSA. For those non-members who may be listening in, GLSA, or Group Legal Services Association, is a professional membership representing the legal services plan industry and provider attorneys. And joining GLSA is just a good way for solos and small firms to increase their business. You can check us out at glsaonline.org. My name is Tom Martin. I'll be your host today. And this episode is really geared towards the members. Non-members are definitely invited and should check this out. But today's podcast is the 2020 GLSA Conference Preview, the when, what, where, who, and why with Matt Hahn and Annette Wagoner. And so Matt is an attorney and the president of GLSA, and Annette Wagoner is the executive director of GLSA. So welcome to you both, and thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Yeah, and like I mentioned at the top, this is something for both members and non-members alike. Of course, we'd love to get some new members in, but this conference looks like it's going to be an amazing event. And so I would love to go into a little bit of the when, where, what, and who about the conference. So let's start off with when. Matt, if you could tell us, when is the GLSA conference going to happen?
Sure, absolutely, Tom. It's coming up. It's actually Wednesday, May 29th through Saturday the 2nd. The conference is going to be a joint conference. It's our annual conference, and we're going to be joining GP Solo for their conference as well. So both organizations will be there in sunny San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Wow. And that's at the end of April and the beginning of May, right? April 29th through May 2nd?
That's correct, yeah.
All right. So not a bad time of year from what I hear in San Juan. You were there recently, actually, right?
That's right, Tom. Yeah, I was there with my family about a year ago, actually. It was January of 2019. We flew out there. We're big fans of the Hamilton show, and Lin-Manuel was performing out there. Unfortunately, we didn't get tickets. But we were able to experience a little bit of that atmosphere. And I'll tell you, I fell in love with Puerto Rico. It is one of my favorite places. It's absolutely gorgeous. We visited San Juan. We visited the rainforest. We visited some small surfing villages. And it is a remarkable place. I am excited for our members in GLSA to have the conference there this year.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to go. It's going to be my first time going, and I imagine that the spring in San Juan is probably a pretty nice time of year.
Yeah, I don't think they have a tough time of year, but yeah, I think that I think it's always gorgeous there, and it's right on the ocean and the Caribbean. It's kind of it's that far east, and so it's always a light, beautiful breeze. It's paradise. It really is.
Annette, if you could talk a little bit about the where. Like, we know it's San Juan, we know it's Puerto Rico, we know it's paradise on earth, and really looking forward to that. But like, where would we be having the event?
So the conference this year is going to be at the gorgeous La Concha Renaissance San Juan Resort. That's right in San Juan, Puerto Rico. The hotel is only 5 minutes from the San Juan airport. So it's a quick and inexpensive trip to the hotel from the airport. And we know that Puerto Rico has been in the news lately. They've had some weather challenges, but we have been in contact with the hotel, and the resort did not sustain any damage from the earthquakes a few months ago. It's in pristine condition, and they are awaiting our guests.
Right, right. And I was going to ask you about that, the earthquake that we heard in the news. But that doesn't affect this area where the hotel is.
Correct. Total non-issue.
Fantastic. And the resort there, you said it was called La Concha
Renaissance San Juan Resort. It's part of the Marriott family. So those who are part of the Marriott Bonvoy program, they will take advantage of getting points while they stay there.
Wow. Do you know what the rate is for rooms there? Is there a special rate?
Yeah, there is a special rate. The rate is $229 a night. And we'll have a link shortly on our website, and you can reserve your room right on our website.
Wow, not bad, especially for the location. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the what. So the conference offers a great location, great time of year, and I'm sure great food, and we'll probably get to that in a minute. But in terms of the what, like what are we going to be doing there? What's the purpose really in that?
Sure. The purpose of the conference, Tom, is for networking and also CLE credit for our attorney members. At this conference, we're going to be offering 17 hours of CLE credit. We have an impressive list of speakers who are going to present a cross-section of interesting and pertinent topics.
Hmm. I think Matt mentioned earlier that this is joint with GP Solo. Is that right?
Right. So the conference itself is presented by ABA Solo Small Firm and General Practice Division and Group Legal Services Association.
Okay, so it's not going to be only the GLSA members, but also they'll get to mingle with their GP Solo counterparts.
Correct.
Fantastic. And so, Matt, will there be additional networking opportunities from that, like a happy hour or stuff like that?
Absolutely, yeah. So I attend the conference, the annual conference, for really two reasons: to learn stuff, and that's what Annette kind of touched on, and there's some amazing topics that she might want to mention as well, but also to meet people, learn something and meet people, and meet people that are doing the same thing I'm doing, learning innovative ways to provide legal services for group plan clients. And so it is always, I always leave the conference with a new strategy to increase our business at the firm. So there's really something for everybody here at the annual conference, but networking is our forte. We're really excited. We have a happy hour plan Wednesday night when you arrive. If you can get in Wednesday that night, there'll be a happy hour. And at that time, you see a lot of people you haven't seen in a while, enjoy some good food and drinks before the conference begins. Now, I'll tell you this. We just found out yesterday that Major League Baseball is opening up, or they're having a three-game series in Puerto Rico while we're there. And it's the Mets versus the Marlins at in San Juan, Puerto Rico, at their baseball stadium. So they're bringing Major League Baseball to Puerto Rico, and just found that out yesterday. So one of the games is that night. So we're strategizing on our happy hour. There may be some changes to that. We're talking about maybe doing take me out to the ball game theme, where we can all get together, hang out, and then maybe bus over to the game. We're looking at group ticket options. So that's definitely something that we're really excited about, and it would be cool to see a Major League Baseball game while in Puerto Rico.
This is groundbreaking.
And I think that it would be nice to get a group to attend that. But of course, every night we'll have the hospitality suite. It'll be open from 10 to midnight on Thursdays and Friday evenings, and that's always a great opportunity to have a nightcap chat with people about the day's events and some things that they've experienced in the conference. And it's always a good way to meet people. We're going to provide breakfast every morning. We'll be there. There'll be awards luncheon on Friday, where we're going to have a lunch with GLSA and GP Solo come together. And at that lunch, again, there'll be the opportunity for networking. This is what I'm really excited. I mean, there's so many things to be excited about with this conference, Tom. I could go on and on, but I'll tell you, Friday night is a beach party pig roast. this at the hotel in San Juan. It's going to be magnificent. And so that alone is I went to this conference and we did something similar in Key West when we did the joint conference with GP Soul in Key West. We did a beach party, a luau party like this, and it was memorable. It was great. It was really, really nice. You got to meet a lot of people. The way it was designed was the opportunity to walk around and network and get to know people. And I'm thinking this is going to be a very similar event. So I'm really excited about that. And then we're opening up the conference during the conference, we're going to have time for excursions. You can't come to Puerto Rico and sit in a room all day and listen to CLEs, although they're going to be fabulous. What's really what we're really going to provide for is some opportunities for people to go out and experience some excursions with other members that are there.
Yeah.
So it won't just be you. It'll be there'll be other members that are going on the same excursion. So another opportunity to network, and those are going to include, you know, we're gonna have the Bacardi Rum Factory's there. I know that's going to be appealing to a lot of people. And
wow, is that one of the possible excursions?
I think so.
It is.
I think yep, that's one of them. We got Dan Sebastian. Has live music and entertainment, a visit to Old San Juan, and all the forts of Old San Juan. When my family went there, my kids even were. And this, I want to mention this. There's no better place to bring your family. If people are thinking of coming and bringing their family on this annual this conference with them, I strongly encourage them to do it. My kids, and I've got kids, Tom, that are 13, 11, and 8. And when we went, they loved it. They surfed. We went paddleboarding in the San Juan Lagoon. We explored the San Juan forts. We ate the San Juan food. We had, and my kids loved to this day, they got hooked on San Juan on virgin pina coladas. So that's their drink of choice. But it was really a remarkable experience for our family, and it's something that we'll never forget. So I do encourage people that are thinking about bringing their significant other or their children, encourage them to do that. They'll fall in love with the island.
You know, as a network attorney myself, with one of the insurance plans, ARAG, I have gotten a lot of value out of these conferences. And I know that networking, you know, is kind of a thing in quotes, it gets thrown around, but I think, you know, based on my past experience, the kind of networking that you can do at a GLSA conference, especially with GP Solo combined, it's invaluable. Like the value that you get out of it is definitely, you know, it exceeds what you put into it. Because, for example, I remember going to a conference, talking to other network attorneys, and learning these great like insider secrets about how they take care of business, and really opened my mind to how I might do things differently, improve my processes, and, you know, just get much better on the business end. So I highly encourage anybody who's considering going to a conference, especially if you're a network attorney or you're wanting to get into legal plans, that this is the one to get into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right, Tom. And I'll tell you that I have I've got some lifelong friends. This is probably my 7th annual GLSA conference. And you find attorneys that are they're on the network for the plans, and they are getting business, but they're not doing what you're doing. So we're at Bowman here. We're a bankruptcy firm, and so I meet people in other areas of law, and I'm able to call on them and just say, "Hey, what about this issue?" You know, and you're able to get some sound advice from people that you've developed relationships with over the years. And I'm the same as you. I find it invaluable to attend these conferences.
Yeah, so it's fun, but it's business too. One of the things, is there some presentation about how to be a successful legal plan attorney, especially
sure,
for GLSA?
Yeah, there is. We're inside of the 17 hours of CLE credit. There are a number of different sessions. In fact, all day Thursday and all day Friday, and then Saturday morning, we have CLE sessions. One of them, like you said, is how to be a successful legal plan provider attorney. And we're also going to have sessions on marijuana law, how to digitize and automate leveraging modern technologies. We're going to have a number of speakers, such as Alan Rodriguez of 1-400. He's going to do the plenary. And
yeah, he's always great.
Yeah, he's wonderful. Janelle Stanton, Ravi Anand, Alexander Paikin. We're going to have estate planning sessions. We're going to have disaster preparedness. Pat Monks, one of our board members, is going to talk about the Texas Legal Shield court case and ethical issues. And a
Yeah,
very
Pat's great.
exciting. Yeah, he
Yeah,
is.
Pat's
Very
worth the
great.
price of admission alone to see him speak. He's so such a dynamic speaker.
Very
one of
engaging.
The
yep.
one of the sessions that I know they're working really diligently to prepare is called Ensuring Due Process for Litigants with Mental Illnesses or Cognitive Disorders. And we have three judges, the Honorable Henry Hamilton III, the Honorable Odell McGee, and the Honorable Chaisa Putnam. And so they're very excited to present this program to our constituents. In addition, we've got Charles Johnson and Mario Sullivan. We've got Vince Imhoff and Shannon Lice. We've also got one of our board members, Wayne Hassey, who is going to present a program. And then, of course, the ERISA update for the trustees is going to be done by Catherine Hussey. And I just talked to Catherine the other day, and she said that she's expanding the program, and she's got a lot of new information that they are going to offer to the trustees. And GP Solo has also created a program. It's called Securing Your Practice's Future, Creating a Strategic Plan to Improve Your Business Development and Client Relationships. And that's sponsored by Thomson Reuters. Mark Haddad is the speaker on that. And then on Saturday morning, we have a two-part session called Sleep for Success. And
I want to go to that one.
Especially on Saturday morning. But, you know, sleep affects all areas of law, and poor sleep hygiene can result in ethical violations, according to Tom Trunnell. So he's going to give us the skill sets of how to actually generate blissful sleep and do that on a long-term basis through cognitive and physiological treatment. So that should be a great closing session for us.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. So we've touched a little bit on the who of who's going to be there. Matt, who should go? Like, who should go to this conference? I know you touched on a little bit before, but when you know people are listening to this, they're probably thinking to themselves, you know, if this is a good fit for them, who do you think are the types of lawyers that should go to this conference?
That's a great question, Tom, and that's broad. I think any lawyer out there that has enough business, that doesn't want any more business, that is content with where they're at as a firm, that this probably isn't for them. But the attorneys out there that want more business, that want to help clients that they otherwise wouldn't receive if not for group legal plans, they want to get into as many group legal plans. They want to meet representatives. They want to get to know them and start immediately. I'm not talking a month from now or 3 months from now. Immediately start garnering referrals from these plans. This is the place to do it. This is the place to meet these people that can make this happen. And you will increase your business overnight being a part of these plans. And they are increasing rapidly. The state of the industry, I joke about Pat Monk's being worth the price of the conference because he's such a dynamic speaker, but also the state of the industry is really a great tool to let you see exactly what's going on out there in the legal plan industry, and you can see the development and the growth that it's had over the past few years, and the plans are there, and they'll talk about it. And there's even time to meet with representatives from the plan. So this conference, if you want more business, bottom line, this is where you want to go. And you want to be part of this organization going forward.
Well, that sounds good to me. Annette, I wanted to ask you about trustees. Is there anything there for trustees?
Sure, absolutely. Catherine Hussey is going to do a two-part program, and she expanded her program to offer new information. So we're excited that the trustees are attending again this year, and she's going to have an informative two sessions.
Okay. And what about guests? Can attorneys bring along guests? And if they can, how much does that cost?
Sure, absolutely. So the registration fee for members is $349. It includes the happy hour that Matt was talking about, breakfasts on a daily basis, the welcome reception beach party and pig roast, and it also includes the awards luncheon. So it's a great value. If you want to bring a guest, the guests are welcomed and the guest rate is only $150. And they can attend all of those events.
That's a steal. And some people are like myself in that they don't have the option of bringing a guest. When my wife found out about this, she said, "There's no way I'm not going to that conference." I'm sure a lot of people will be in my shoes as well with that.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a killer price. So in terms of the why, I think you answered it, Matt. I mean, it's really about if you're a lawyer and you're looking to increase your business, this is really the conference for you, right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
I think it's a great opportunity for networking and CLEs at the same time. And I share Matt's enthusiasm for the amount of contacts and networking that can be done at this conference. GLSA has got a strong path ahead of it and a great future. And I know the board is going to be meeting during this conference and planning more initiatives for the group.
Well, is there anything else that we should mention that we haven't touched on yet about the conference?
Well, registration is going to be opening soon, and our members can register right on the website, www.glsaonline.org. If they have any questions, they can always call my office at 847-907-4670. That's 847-907-4670.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt and Annette. I love getting to learn more about the upcoming conference and the who, what, where, and how much. And it sounds like all of that equals a really great experience. So definitely, if you're interested out there, go to the website, register for this conference. You're going to get some more business out of it, and definitely a lot of good ideas and things to make your law firm work much better. So thank you, Matt. Thank you, Annette.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and thank you all for listening into our podcast today, 2020 GLSA Conference Preview, the when, what, where, and who with Matt Hahn and Annette Wagoner. Again, this is Tom Martin. I want to, again, thank GLSA for sponsoring this program. Remember, joining GLSA is just a good way for solos and small firms to increase their business. Check us out at glsaonline.org. Thank you, and I hope to see you at the conference. Bye.